that last one for children you gave me for conferences?
Children or kids or youngins.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure we have that. It's tabled right now. What about a name that a child is given? He might just be known by in his family. So he had a
nickname.
Did you ever have a nickname?
No.
What about a vehicle that has wheels on it that you could put a baby in and take it?
A baby buggy or a stroller.
What would you say if you wanted to put the baby in the buggy? Say, I think I'll take the baby and go out for a
stroll or walk.
And you say you're going to do what?
Walk the baby.
What about a man's children would be his sons and his
daughters
or his boys and his
girls.
A woman who is about to have a baby, what do you say about her? She's
pregnant. Or expecting.
Did anybody ever tell you that the word pregnant was not a polite word to say?
Nobody told me that, but I got that impression because my grandparents would say, she's in a family way.
does that phrase in a family way strike you as a little old-fashioned?
Yes.
About a woman who would be called upon to doctors and available to help with the delivery.
A midwife.
And this verb, if a boy has the same color of hair and eyes as his father, you say that the boy
takes after his father or resembles his father.
Okay, is there anything you say to indicate the fact that the boy has inherited his father's bad habits?
A phrase that I would use.
Yeah, the boy like his father.
Oh, he's just like his father.
All right, now talk about a woman who has looked after her children until after they're grown. You say she's so many children.
Well, reared, but I would say raised, probably.
And talking about a boy who's been misbehaving, you might say, do that one more time before you get real good.
Whipping or spanking, belting,
is there any
walloping.
Any difference in severity among them?
Yes. Spanking is the most gentle. Whipping is pretty severe.
Belting sounds pretty serious.
That does, that does.
All right, this verb, talking about somebody who's an inch and a half taller this year than he was last, you might say he certainly has
grown.
You could almost see him.
Grow.
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 All right, what would people around here call a child who's born to an unmarried woman? How would they refer to the child?
Illegitimate.
Any word that strikes you as rather crude?
Bastard.
Is that a strong thing? That's not the sort of word you throw around?
No, you don't.
Would people use it in cursing, really making no reference to the
right.
Ancestry?
Yes.
Okay. All right, if I have a brother and he has a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Okay. And a child who's lost both his parents would be
An orphan.
What would you call the person who's appointed to look after the orphan?
The guardian.
Okay. Say if the house is full of people like your cousins and aunts and uncles, you say the house is full of my
relatives. My kin folks. I've heard relations, or let's see, maybe just kin.
You ever hear of people